Okay, hi again. Day three of Audio Mo. Apologies for the boo with Jodie. As crazy as ever. So I've done an update on Bruno, and that's part of my life, and told you about a little bit about Jodie, what she's up to. So now I'll here comes Bruno, tell you a little bit about Rob. So Rob is about to start running. He's going to be training for a half marathon in, it's either October or November, and it's the Great West Run, which is in Exeter. And the reason it came about was that there's a lady in Tynmouth, and she's been doing a charity event called My Fancy Year, and she's been wearing fancy dress every day for a year, different fancy dress each day. And it's to raise money for a breast cancer charity and to raise awareness, and as well as that, she's been doing other fundraising things. And for the last event she was doing, and may still be doing, I'm not sure, was to run 10 kilometers every day for 100 days, and she was running along Tynmouth seafront. Her husband was doing it to support her, and they also had someone cycling with them who was videoing it and carrying a banner so that people would know, you know, to donate or whatever. And Rob had had a few to drink one night, and she was doing her run, and some teenagers were drinking in one of the seaside shelters, and one of them decided that he was going to glass her husband on the back of his head with a Budweiser bottle. Yeah, lovely. And he ended up in casualty. But you know what? They hadn't finished the run for that day, and after he got out of casualty, she went back and finished the run. She's that dedicated. And Rob saw this because she's got a Facebook page, and he got on Facebook and said, right, come on Tynmouth people, he said, let's all get behind this and let's turn out tomorrow and do the run with her. And you know what, 70 or 80 people turned out, the local papers turned out, and she got loads of support. And I was like, I said, Rob, wow, so that's brilliant. But the same evening, he because I've joined the committee of a local charity called More Vision. It's a great charity. They support visually impaired children and their families, but or visually impaired adults like me and their families. And they do newsletters with lots of useful information. They do events that might be an afternoon or a full day event or a weekend. They do the Calvert Trust weekends and other weekends, lots of days. They've done tactile astronomy lately. They sometimes do sports days, sometimes they're more educational, sometimes they're more about just having fun. They do theatre trips, and it's all very, very heavily subsidised because they do a great job of fundraising and applying for grants to help the charity. So I was asked, would I consider joining the committee as a VI sort of, well, they said they wanted role models for their children growing up as VIs, and I was like, what, me a role model? I don't know. And then, and they said, oh, well, you know, because we want our kids to know that they can grow up and be parents, that they can grow up and have a job, that they can grow up and do, you know, do different things and live an active life and what have you. And although I've not worked, I'm a parent, and I do sort of, you know, I run VI Talk and Braille Support, and I've done quite a few other bits. So I thought, yeah, why not? So I joined the committee, and they're a lovely bunch. Really, really nice people. Some of them I'm friends with anyway. So anyway, Rob asked Laura, who's the coordinator of the charity, if she wanted him to do a half marathon. First it was the London Marathon. And then we decided that half marathon, the Great West Run, would be better because it's local and the locals could get behind him with it. So that's what Rob's doing. So we went out last week and bought his running shoes, and he's got some proper Carrymore running shoes and a proper running top and shorts. So he's all kitted out. He just needs to, and he's trying very hard to give up smoking, bless him. And that's not easy for Rob. It really isn't. It's not easy for anybody, I know. But he is trying very hard to do that, to help, because he is slightly asthmatic. So I have ordered him in extra asthma inhalers in preparation. And he's just got to, yeah, get out there and start this running. So that's what he's doing. And I'm not going to ask anybody to donate. If you want to donate and support Rob, then contact me privately. I won't put a link in with the Boo or anything, because that's just, it's like I'm doing the Boo just to ask. But if anybody does want to, contact me privately and I'll give you details of how to do it. But that's not what this is about. It's just to bring you up to date with what's happening with the family and everything. But that's the three of us, really. I've been busy training with Bruno. I mean, I've been obviously doing stuff with VI Talk and other things. But Jodie's, you know, busy with her rowing, horse riding and school. And Rob's doing his run. So, and it's been a really good time socially, actually, lately. We've had friends down over the past week to 10 days. And it's been fantastic to catch up with them. We've eaten too much, drunk too much, and I now need to detox, to the point that I've said for the month of June I'm going to try, well, not try, because that makes it sound like I'm an alcoholic, but I am going to not drink alcohol during the month of June. But I've got quite a few social events, so if I have the odd glass of wine, it will be the odd glass of wine. But other than that, I'm not going to be drinking alcohol. I'm having a bit of a detox. Because it was a bit of a wild weekend, and which extended into the week. It was absolutely brilliant, lovely to catch up with friends. Just glad they don't live down here. You know, if they lived down here, it'd be a bit, we wouldn't be as mad as we are, but it's been an absolute blast. So socially and everything else has been, is a good time, really. Just need to iron out all the teething problems with Bruno. I've got aftercare with one of the guide dog GDMIs, which is a guide dog mobility instructor, tomorrow, to see how he's doing, and we'll take it from there. But yeah, that's, so three audio mows. Sorry, I've got a croak, and I think I've brought you all up to date with the main things that are going on with all of us. So I hope everybody's doing okay. I will settle down later and listen to other people's audio mows before I get too behind. And I will speak to you all tomorrow for audio mow day 4. It's not as difficult as I thought. I was really thinking, oh, I'll never get back into it. I'll never be able to do it. I'll be useless. I mean, I suppose it helps because I've been doing interviews for VI Talk and everything, which I may tell you a little bit about tomorrow, because there have been some cracking interviews. Very, very good interviews. That's not to say that I've been a good interviewer, but we've had some fantastic people to interview, so I may highlight a couple of those tomorrow. But until then, I'll speak to you all soon. Take care.